on behalf of Good Causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
White, true white, pure brilliant. What's the best
white? Our Dulux Decorator Centre team will help you find the perfect white. Here you go.
Thanks for the tip. I didn't see you there. Can I pay with my...
trade account? Sure. With your trade discount and prices tailored to you, you'll save every time you shop.
Nice. When I'm done with my empty cans, what's the best way to...
recycle them? Just drop them in store. We're with you from start to finish. Visit us in store or online today. Dulux Decorator Centre. Moving forwards with you.
This Tuesday, Amazon brings the unmissable UEFA Champions League match. Arsenal versus PSG.
Magnificent. A wonderful goal.
This Tuesday, Arsenal versus PSG. It's on Prime.
Huh. Have you ever wondered what a sandwich sounds like? Not much to it, is there? Unless, of course, it's a Walker's sandwich. Mmm, that is good. Now that's what Asani should sound like. Go all crispin with Walkers. Delicious.
EasyJet Holidays Big Orange Sale is now on, so you can get summertime with the family sorted. Save up to £200 off package holidays with millions of free kids' places. Search EasyJet Holidays. Get out there. Book by 11 p.m. the 6th of the 5th, 25. Minimum spend required. One free child place for every two adults sharing. Hassle protected. T's and C's apply.
And the winner of What Car's Best Plug-in Hybrid of the Year is the MG HS Plug-in Hybrid. With up to 75 miles of electric range and starting from just £31,995. It's an award-winning blend of style, efficiency and innovation. Plus, take a test drive and get £1,000 off when you purchase. The MG HS Plug-in Hybrid, leading the way in award-winning innovation. Book your test drive today at mg.co.uk. WLTP mileage may vary. T's and C's apply.
Vicky, you're taking flirting by the photocopier to first base. But oh no, lunchtime spicy chicken curry is making a very unexpected menage a trois. If heartburn hits, have the Rennie ready. It neutralizes 99% of excess acid in just 60 seconds for fast heartburn relief. Rennie Peppermint. Always read the label.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Toby! In for Moylesy! Morning, Kelly! In for the Stereophonics!
On today's 4 till 7 thing, forget weapons, we declare amnesty on something way more deadly. And we go to Wallington, where a local lady is going to tell us all we need to know about this week's pet town. The 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7, it's a thing.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £65 million.
Now that calls for a dance.
Well, if you insist.
Hit it! Dip me like you've never dipped before!
Get that Euro Millions feeling tonight. Euro Millions from the National Lottery. Play on app. Estimated jackpot. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
The Chris Moyle Show with Toby Tarrant.
With Skoda. Jump into their electric range.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Okay, Friday morning, 8:30, and if you've only just joined us, where have you been? What time do you call this? Because we've got Kelly Jones of us live in the studio. The new Stereophonics album, which is beautiful and brilliant, is out right now. Make them laugh, make them cry, make them wait. We've already had people messaging in saying they've listened to it. Ryan says, the album is absolutely incredible. Congratulations, Kelly and the boys, for another amazing album. Let's get Phonics, their ninth number one album. Would that be your ninth if it was?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
It's not bad, that, is it?
Not bad.
It's not bad, yeah, going.
Not shabby.
It's not too shabby.
Lost the food did like Il Divo.
Did you lose to Il Divo?
That's all right.
Yeah. The best thing is you've let it go now.
So that's okay. Good. You reminded me about that yesterday. I'm like, did we? Yeah. That was the greatest hit to Il Divo. You know, good honour, boys.
Fair on them.
Fair play, Il Divo. Fair play. So we've never done this before, but this is very, very exciting.
Win with Radio X.
So we've got Stereophonics tickets to give away whilst Kelly Jones is here with us in the studio.
Yeah.
So yeah, all this week we've been giving away tickets to the biggest gigs of the year. And as a bonus, thanks to Kelly. Thank you, Kelly.
No worries.
We have tickets to see Stereophonics this summer. And you can pick the venue. So you are going to Huddersfield, Isle of Wight, Glasgow, London, Cardiff, Norfolk, you name it, they're going. And if you don't live near any of those places, where do you live?
Mm.
Oh, is it those four specifically?
Yep.
Yeah. Cheers, producer Big Si. You can pick the venue out of Huddersfield, Glasgow, London or Cardiff and ignore the other places I named that aren't on that list of four.
They won't be as good as the ones we've just said.
Yeah, but these are the ones you want to be at anyway.
They're definitely the ones you want to be at.
Kelly, it's normally way slicker than this. Normally, I'm all over it.
Yeah.
Now, to win those tickets, Mr. Dominic Byrne is once again going to dust off his instrument for us.
Yes.
Live on national radio and play an instrumental rendition of a well-known song by Stereophonics, and then you have to correctly guess the track. It is on a children's keyboard. Dominic Byrne, genuinely, how are you feeling about this?
Do you know what? Let's see what happens. Yeah. It's one of those, you know what I mean? I'm not putting any extra pressure on myself.
Okay. Well, you don't need to because Kelly Jones is sat right there.
Exactly.
I've got faith in you.
Have you?
And the song you're about to play, I can't play it on the piano.
Okay. Well, do you know what? Neither can I.
There we go.
So we've got that in common. Right.
Shall I fire up? Okay. What song is Dominic Byrne playing? Please listen.
Have a listen to this, Kelly.
I like that.
It's nice, isn't it? That's better than what's going to happen now. Right, are we ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Oh.
Chris Martin's going to want his money back.
Isn't he? Absolutely. He's bricking himself. Chris Martin, listen to that.
Is there room? I know you're going to Europe soon for the tour. Is there room for Dom?
There's always room for Dom.
Perfect. Yeah. Good
choice,
Kelly.
There's always room for Dom.
Straight back at
you. I came to Ireland once.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
We won't go there.
Oh, I think it's the first time I met you. And then I met you at the Global Awards a couple of years later, and I didn't know if you'd remembered. And I went, I think you were drinking a pint of red wine. And I went, yeah, sorry about that. I walked into Stereophonics green room and took advantage of the free bar of a pint of red wine. I'm so sorry.
I do remember that. Yeah.
And our competition winner's other half got absolutely leathered not to leave the venue. Oh, she had a lovely time.
Yeah.
Right. That was a great gig.
Dominic Byrne, I'm sorry to say this, but also you need to do it again.
Oh, are you serious?
Mm. Yes.
Yeah. Right. All right. Here we go, everyone. Good luck.
Nice.
I just want to say sorry, Kelly.
Yeah, we'll only play those wrong notes in the gigs that we are not giving away tickets.
Yeah.
Watch out, Sandringham.
Yeah. Huddersfield, Glasgow, London, or Cardiff, they're going to be watertight.
Yeah.
So to win those tickets, you need to name the Stereophonic song that Dom was playing. Was it A, Dakota, or B, Have a Nice Day? Text the word win followed by your answer to 83936. That is win and either A or B to 83936. Was it A, Dakota, or B, Have a Nice Day? So you've got the length of the track that I'm going to play you next to enter, which is Two Door Cinema Club, What You Know. After that, I'm going to close the lines and select a correct answer at random from all the entries to win. Text will cost your standard network rate. You've got to be 18 or over and in the UK to enter. All the T's and C's are at radiox.co.uk. You can breathe now, Dom.
Thank you very much. Yeah. The music was in me, and I let it all out.
Thank you for that.
Right, you are.
Win with Radio X.
Okay, get your answers in. Then you could win tickets to see Stereophonics live later this year. Two Door Cinema Club, What You Know on Radio X.
In a few weeks, I will get time to realise it's right before my eyes and I can take it if it's what I want to do. You know.
Two-Door Cinema Club on Radio X. If you entered our competition to win tickets to see Stereophonics, the lines are now closed. So well done if you got the answer correct. Keep an eye on your phone. We'll be calling you after this. Supergrass, All Right on Radio X.
We are young.
Supergrass, All Right on Radio X. Friday morning, 8:45.
Win with Radio X.
And for the first time in Radio X history, we're giving away Stereophonics tickets whilst Kelly Jones is with us in the studio.
That's very right. Nice. Very nice of you, Kelly, to do
that's
this.
Right, yeah.
Thank you.
Out of my back pocket right here.
You're very generous of you.
Crumpled tickets.
Actual paper tickets.
Here's what we did, right? Earlier on, Dominic Byrne played us a famous Stereophonics track on a children's keyboard. Would you like to hear it back, Dominic?
Not really, but thank you.
Okay. I think the keys...
Always good to make the noise in the middle. I mean, I don't know how it was.
I think the keys need a bit of WD-40.
Something, yeah.
It's Friday now, it doesn't matter, does it?
Plastic's louder than the actual music.
So this is how it was supposed to sound.
San Francisco Bay, House B39, early PM, can't remember what time.
So the answer was, of course, Have a Nice Day.
Your version sounded better, I think.
I don't know, Dom. I don't know. The old ones, you know, I prefer the new version.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I saw you...
to rehash it a bit.
Well, I saw your tour a few years ago where you did slightly different versions of the old tracks because you said, well, you know, when you listen back to them years later, you go, oh, I would have done this differently.
Exactly. Mm. I went to see Dylan once. He opened up with my favourite song of his, Positively Forced Me. I didn't recognise it till the last verse.
And that's a bit like what Dom's just done here.
I didn't recognise that
turning
at all.
Music on its head.
Well done if you correctly guessed what track that was. So, Lots of you knew what it was. Lots of you were desperate to see Stereophonics this year. But only one person could win those tickets. And the winner is... Trevor, are you there, sir?
I sure am. Thank you very much. Wow.
You've just won tickets to Stereophonics,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, Trev.
Amazing. Amazing. Thank you very much.
Good morning, sir.
Wow. Good morning.
Whereabouts are you?
Currently in Blackburn. Oh, this morning.
Lovely.
God's country.
God's country. Beautiful place. Yeah. Lovely. Now, have you seen Stereophonics before, sir?
I sure have. I'm a huge fan. This will be gig number 29, I think.
Oh. Good man, Trevor. Good man.
Yeah. First saw him, I think it was 97, 98 at Stafford University.
Wow. That goes back, doesn't it?
Even Kelly doesn't remember that.
Yeah, I remember Stafford University.
By the way, Trevor, Kelly, Trevor.
Good to meet you, Trevor. Thank you very much.
Nice to meet you, Kelly. No problem. Huge fan. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, buddy.
Now, it's only come out this morning, so you don't have to lie and say yes, but have you heard the new album yet, Trevor?
I've listened to it twice on the way work on what are the apps, and I've got the vinyl en route today.
Awesome. Oh, this is great.
We can't miss with winners this week.
I know. It's incredible, isn't it?
It's unbelievable. It's so good. It's great.
Can I just say, me other half's a nursery teacher as well.
Yes.
Of course she is.
So wholesome this week.
Of course she is. Oh, my words. I don't know who the radio god is.
I think you should just keep Miles away.
I know. But you should hear the listeners he gets. They're scum, Kelly.
Yeah. I know.
I'm one of them.
Trevor, I'm so pleased you won these tickets. A very worthy winner. Enjoy listening to the album all weekend as well. Now, you may have heard I briefly listed far too many options of venues. But the venues you can choose, Huddersfield, Glasgow, London and Cardiff, they're the best ones. Mm. Which one of them do you fancy?
Probably Huddersfield, I think.
Yeah, that makes sense. Fair enough. Well, Trevor, mate, it's going to be a brilliant gig, as you well know, because it will be your 29th time going. I think you've been to more gigs than Kelly has, so fair play.
Is there any song in particular you'd like them to play when you go and see them?
I'm taking requests.
You're My Star.
You're My Star.
That's one of my favourites.
Kelly's writing that down.
Yep, we can do that.
Yeah.
As long as Dominic gives me the chord progression.
Exactly. Right. I'll email you.
Yeah.
Sorry, don't give me a key, but I can't play that. It's going to be 2 days to have a nice day.
Trevor, enjoy your weekend, mate. Lovely to chat to you.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, guys. Cheers, thank you.
All the best, man.
Well done, Trev.
Win with Radio X.
That's a fan, isn't it? That's a proper fan.
That's great, that, isn't it? What a touch that is.
29 times, I mean.
Yeah.
I'm an AC/DC fan, but not 29 times.
Yeah, that's decent. Fair play to him. I love that. What, I can't believe he's won. That's so good. Mm. Oh, thank you, Radio Gods. Thank you. I think the Radio God is Richard Park, isn't it? Thank you, Richard Park.
I'm sure.
So, also, this is all coming together very neatly, which is most unlike me, but also, Stereophonics is our record of the week this week.
There we go.
Yeah, so I love this track. It seems like you don't know me. I've been saying all week that the intro, you're entering your liquid drum and bass stage.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
Now, genuinely, because so we played There's Always Going to Be Something as the first single. Yeah. Now we're playing This Is Us. They've both been our record of the week.
Yeah.
I'm always fascinated. So how do you sit around and make that decision of which... Do you go, that's our best song, or is this a better first single?
It's interesting on that one, actually, because... I had a version of that song in my head for the studio and recorded it 2 or 3 times, and it was the last song that it wasn't working the way I had it. It didn't sound right anyway, and the boys left, and in the end I just put a drum machine and there was an old Juno synth in the corner, and I played it on that and I thought that's how it should sound, and it fitted really well. And then I called him back in to do a few odds and sods and that, and it wasn't meant to be the second single. The second single was meant to be Make It On Your Own, the track that's dropped today. And I don't know, I just had this feeling like about 4 weeks ago saying I think we should flip it, because I really like the way this song sounds. So it's not really about what the best one is or whatever. I don't know, it's usually a gut feeling about what you think people are going to connect to. And so we took a gamble on it and people have really been into it. So
yeah, the reaction for the listeners has been great. Funnily enough, I wrote Make It On Your Own as I was going to say There is that go. Your next single?
That's the one.
Yeah, I knew, because I love that track. It's brilliant. First that's track on the album. Right, well, our record of the week is the newest one from Stereophonics. It's called Seems Like You Don't Know Me. There's been lots of love for this track. The new album is out right now. And we've got Kelly Jones for another 10 minutes or so. And we must talk to him about piggybacks. So that is on the way after our record of the week, Stereophonics, Seems Like You Don't Know Me.
Hear that, princess, let down your hair. Top of the tower, way up there. You got your rings and your bangles of gold. You got your fairy tale the way it got told. So how you doing? How you doing? When's enough enough for you? Really my truth. And you knew that when I met you. Yeah, 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 yeah. So how you doing? How you doing? When's enough enough for you?
From Stereophonics, Seems Like You Don't Know Me.
That's good, isn't it?
Also, I have this habit, you've noticed this before, whenever I put my headphones on to talk, I start singing whatever track's playing.
Oh, and, we know, Tobes.
And I can't, I do it every time, and I caught myself there, I was just singing that in front of Kelly Jones.
It sounded, hey, I'm not sure which was better or worse, the keyboard or the singing.
Wow, well, this is it. Yeah,
yeah. I think you might have pipped in.
Thank you, Kelly, I think. Yes, Kelly Jones is with us. The new Stereophonics album, Make 'em Laugh, Make 'em Cry, Make 'em Wait, is out right now. By the way, I love this time of year because it means we're entering summer, which also means gig and festival season, which is the best time of year. Oasis, are you going?
We've got a few clashes. I'm trying to find a window of time. I spoke to Noel just before we went to the States, and because I found some old pictures of us rehearsing in the studio back in the day, and we were having a laugh for those, and I think he was recording some new stuff. But we play Finsbury Park when they play Principality, and when we play the Principality, I think they're Wembley. So,
okay.
So I'm going to try to get to one of them, but I'm not sure which one yet. Yeah,
fair enough. Very cool. Yeah. Very cool. Well, there's so many gigs and festivals coming up. UK date, Stereophonics. You're doing Neighbourhood Weekender, but you're also doing Belfast, Dublin, Cork, Huddersfield, Isle of Wight, Glasgow, London, Cardiff twice, and Norfolk as well between May and August. So if you're going to see Stereophonics, you're in for an absolute treat. And I'm inviting myself to the Finsbury Park one, if that's okay.
Good man. Hey, it's 4th of July. July.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Anybody's allowed to come on 4th of July.
That's quite right too.
Yeah, exactly.
I need to talk to you about piggybacks.
Yeah, I'm intrigued.
So Dominic Byrne, you've met.
I have met.
You may remember back in the day, this was in LA.
I do.
You'd finished, I think we were on the radio because late night LA time was breakfast show this time.
Yeah.
So I think you just done a gig.
Yeah.
You came, you might have had a few beers, I don't know.
Oh, was this when Grohl was there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I gave you a bit, we were playing football, I think, yeah, and the ball got stuck in the ceiling. That's and I had to give you a piggyback to get
That's
it back.
Right.
Do you remember that?
I do remember walking up front. I think we played like the Henry Fonda Theatre or something. I got dropped off to come and see Miles E. And I walked in and Dave Grohl was there and I'm like, hello. And then Chris came out. And then the next thing I remember is I was on somebody's shoulders going up through some ceiling tiles trying to find something.
Yeah, yeah, that was me.
Is that you?
Yeah. Well, I think we were having a kickabout, as you do.
Yeah.
As you do after a gig.
At 1 in the morning.
At 1 in the morning.
Dave Grohl's in goal.
Yeah, Dave Grohl's in goal.
Dave Grohl.
We kicked the ball, disappeared in the ceiling, and you very kindly, you agreed.
Well,
to
I was
my
probably the smallest. I'm a coal miner's grandson, so you know, if there's any small crevice you want me to get into,
and then you grabbed the ball, and we had a lovely kickabout. It was great. Yeah,
yeah. Do you know what? We started with Ant-Man's helmet, and we're finishing with any
small crevice.
So it's been a hell of a 45 minutes.
I do like a good piggyback.
Yeah, yeah. Now, have you ever given anyone famous a piggyback? Because we're wondering if this is a circle.
I have.
Have you?
There's a picture online of me giving Noel a piggyback.
Oh,
now this
the,
is...
You should find that picture.
Yeah.
It was the opening of the Marquee Club, and we were inside drinking cans of Carlsberg, or Carlin, actually, I think. He was cheaper than Carlsberg. And I said, jump on my back and I'll take you out. And he's on my shoulders coming out with a can in his hand.
It's great.
John Lennon skinhead. But it is a cracking picture.
So now, because we're trying to work out where... So next time we have Noel on Radio X, we need to ask him who he's given a piggyback and see where... Hopefully we can end up at, like, Nelson Mandela.
It was when...
That would be. I mean, that would be incredible.
It was when they opened the Marquee. I remember. I think Primal Scream were playing that night or something.
Right.
But it is on there somewhere.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a good shot.
Bobby Gillespie doesn't strike me as a piggybacker.
I wouldn't have said so.
No. I don't know. Maybe
I've just Googled into Bing. I use Bing.
Yeah.
Kelly Jones, Noel Gallagher, piggyback. I've got nothing coming
up
here.
Don't put piggyback.
That's because you use Bing.
Oh, yeah, true.
Put Marquee.
Oh, Marquee. Oh, that's better, isn't it? And then see if the piggyback comes up.
See if that comes up.
All right. I'll get back.
Yeah, we'll get back.
I'll get back to you.
Yeah, we'll find it.
That's Bing. Oh, no, hang on.
Here we go.
Is that you?
Hey, that's me with long hair, look.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Look at that.
If only
you could see it at home.
We'll post this.
This would be a great on telly.
Oh, yeah. You drink a big can of Carling in your hand there. Yeah. That's lovely.
I do finally get him up full length as well. I'm kind of half bent over there.
Oh, here we go. It's on the screen. So now there's even more people that can't see
it
home, but at least I can.
Oh, that's better. See?
Sorry, talk about yourselves. I'm going in.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it was a good night.
Lovely.
Hey, it looks like a great night.
It was a good night.
Oh, we're live on Global Player, by the way. So now if you're at home on the app, you can also see a picture of Kelly giving Noel Gallagher a piggyback.
Perfect.
So we need to find out who Noel's given a piggyback to and see where this leads. But it all comes back to Dominic Byrne, as things often do.
Yes, yeah, sadly.
Is this a new thing you started?
It's
just started now.
4 minutes ago. Absolutely. Let's see where it ends.
But actually, I gave you a piggyback at our boss's wedding.
You did?
There you go. Absolutely. We've gone backwards now.
Yeah. Right.
It's like the 7 degrees of piggyback.
Yeah. What we want to say, Kelly, is thanks very much for coming.
Oh, cheers. Yeah.
And best of luck with the new album.
Talk to you about piggyback.
That time has arrived. Goodbye.
Kelly Jones, always a pleasure, never a chore. The new Stereophonics album is out now. Make them laugh, make them cry, make them wait. I've listened to it a couple of times already. It is stunningly good. So enjoy listening to that over the weekend. Kelly, please come back and see us anytime.
Thank you very much, gents. Appreciate it.
Enjoy the live shows. Kelly Jones, ladies and gentlemen. X.
With Skoda. Plug in, charge up, jump in.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
The next train departing from Platform 2 will take you to productive playlists, bonding over tea breaks, team building, and after-work socials. Oh, and for those trying the new sandwich shop at lunch, we've heard that the queue goes fast, and you really have to try the spicy halloumi wrap.
When you take the train, you're more connected to the people, places, and things you love. Nothing beats being there.
This Tuesday, Amazon brings the unmissable UEFA Champions League match.
Arsenal versus PSG.
Magnificent. A wonderful goal.
This Tuesday, Arsenal versus PSG. It's on Prime.
Have you ever wondered what a sandwich sounds like? Not much to it, is there? Unless, of course, it's a Walker's sandwich. Mmm, that is good. Now that's what a sarnie should sound like. Go all crispin with Walker's. Delicious.
Marvel Studios Thunderbolts will take the world by storm. Yeah!
The world has never faced a threat this big.
And you're gonna help me
stop it.
Us?
Why, you got someplace to be?
On May 1st.
Avengers are gone. No one's coming to save the day.
Their time.
I think we could be the people that are coming.
Has come.
Being the hero, there is no higher calling.
Let's do this.
Marvel Studios Thunderbolts. Only in cinemas. Thursday, May 1st. Get tickets now.
Right. Time for Dulux Trade Vinyl Mat.
Diamond mat's best for high traffic areas. Here you go.
Aren't you from Dulux Decorator Centre? I didn't know you...
Delivered? We do. We're with you when you're too busy to come to us.
Nice. Can I order online through my...
Trade account? Sure. With your trade discount, prices tailored to you and Nectar points, you'll save every time you shop.
Nice one. Time for a brew.
Visit us in-store or online today. Dulux Decorator Centre. Moving forwards with you.
Britain's Rail Network. Helping you stay connected to the people, places and things you love. Nothing beats being there.
Radio X. News update next.
With TV and broadband on EE, you've got entertainment sorted.
Right, we're watching Black Mirror tonight.
What about The Last of Us?
I need to catch up.
Don't tell us what happens.
No spoilers here. On EE TV, you can easily switch your subscriptions to Flex to whoever's home with Netflix, Now, and Discovery Plus included.
Just in time for the long weekend.
All on our ultra-reliable broadband powered by BT. So why would you go anywhere else? Search EE TV deals today.
24 months. Content may vary. Terms apply.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
So it is Friday morning. Toby Tarrant here in for Chris Moyles. And we're a bit late for the news, but I think you'll forgive us because that was absolutely brilliant. Kelly Jones was on top, top form. So lovely having him. Go and listen to the new Stereo Fox album. This is the latest from Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, water executives who obstruct investigations into pollution could be jailed for up to 2 years. A new law coming into force today is designed to stop water companies covering up illegal sewage spills. A separate report by the National Audit Office says regulators have failed to deliver a trusted and resilient water sector. The Environment Secretary is Steve Reid.
Over the last decade, not a single fine, let alone a single prison sentence, has ever been issued to any water boss or senior water company executive. But we need them to focus on cleaning up our rivers, lakes and seas, not diverting money into multi-million pound bonuses and shareholder payouts.
In other news this morning, the US and Russia are getting together for talks later on ending the war in Ukraine. Donald Trump is hit out at Moscow following an airstrike on Kyiv on Wednesday night. Prince William and Sir Keir Starmer are amongst royals and world leaders who are heading to Rome for the Pope's funeral tomorrow. Thousands of mourners again waited through the night to pay their respects. And it's going to feel more like summer next week as temperatures are set to jump to 10 degrees above average. Forecasters reckon a large chunk of England will see highs of around 25 degrees.
Ooh. Sport.
It's the noise of summer. British boxer Conor Benn insists he doesn't feel any pressure ahead of tomorrow's fight against Chris Eubank Jr. The pair were originally due to clash back in October 2022, but they now face off at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium tomorrow. Four-time Olympian Ailish McColgan has told us she's got one special goal in mind as she prepares to take on Sunday's London Marathon.
Secretly, I'd love to obviously beat my mum's time of 2:26. Like, that's the only PB that my mum has left that I haven't broken.
She's been on the Sports Agent podcast ahead of her marathon debut almost three decades after her mum, Liz, set her career best. And the Commonwealth 10,000-metre champion will be amongst those lining up to take on the 26.2-mile course from Blackheath to Buckingham Palace.
Weather.
With eBay.
From brake pads to engine oil, get your vehicle MOT ready.
Bit of rain around for Northern Ireland and Western Scotland, but elsewhere, dry, bright and hopefully sunny later. Temperatures up to around 16 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thank you, Dominic Byrne.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
How great was that?
That was really good fun, wasn't it?
I loved it.
Yeah.
Kelly's the best. He's
the best.
Such a nice guy, but he's just lived a life. He's been a massive star for nearly 30 years, and yet he's the most normal guy in the world.
He's one of our biggest rock stars, Kelly, isn't he?
Isn't he? And he's
really great.
You know, we do see people in this G who try and be cool and try and be. Kelly's cool because he doesn't try to be cool.
Effortless.
Just casually telling stories. Yeah, so I called up Tom Jones.
I know, that was lovely, wasn't it?
I'd have Tom Jones' number. And if I did have it, he wouldn't answer.
Get him to use a knife, not a laser. That's what we all took from that.
Good advice.
Toby Tarrant.
Radio X.
Now, strap yourselves in, because it is the London Marathon and the Manchester Marathon and a few others on Sunday. If you are running it, we are wondering what to do for this hour of music today. And we're thinking about whether we do like songs based around running and themed or whatever. And then I just thought, you know what? Let's just do a playlist of absolute bangers so that whenever you go for a run, these are the sort of tracks you need in your ears to inspire you to put one foot in front of the other.
Yeah.
So this is for everyone running the marathon this weekend. And I promise you, if this doesn't get you pumped up, then there's nothing that we can do for you. Friday morning. The next hour is going to blow your socks off. Although that's actually not useful if you are running a marathon. Keep your socks on if you are running a marathon this weekend. And we're not messing about. We're starting big. Because this is AC/DC and Thunderstruck on Radio X. AC/DC Thunderstruck on Radio X. Mike in Bolton says, Toby, what a tune. I've just got out my van and ran the rest of the way to work. Daniel says, morning, Toby. What a start to the hour. Absolute beast of a song. This is pumping me up for my game of golf later. Not pimping me up. That's very different.
Absolutely.
He says, I'm going to rip it off that first tee later. So if you just tuned in, hello, good morning. So I'm doing an hour of music today for everybody running the marathon this weekend. Obviously, if you're not running the marathon this weekend, which is probably 99% of people, it's just an hour of bangers. Don't you worry. So you can sit there, enjoy the bangers, and feel guilty about the fact that lots of people who are frankly better than you are going to be running the marathon this weekend. The next track is Arctic Monkeys, From the Ritz to the Rubble.
Last night these two bouncers in one room's alright, the other one's a scary, and his way or no way, totalitarian. He's got no time for you, looking or breathing, how he didn't want you to. So step out the queue, he makes examples of you, and there's no way you can say, behind the go through to the bit where you pay, and you realise then that it's finally the time to walk back past 10,000 eyes in a line, and you can swap jumpers and make another move. Something to prove to all the smirky faces and the boys in black. Why can't he be pleasant? Why can't he have a laugh? He's got his hand in your chest, he wants to give you a dub. Well, secretly, I think he wants you all to kick off. He wants arms lying everywhere and balls as well. It's just something to talk about, a story to tell you.
From the Ritz to the Rubble on Radio X. Arctic Monkeys, sun's out, I might open a beer. It's Friday after all, says Tim in Leeds. Tim, I'm not judging. Your neighbours might, but that's up to you. Okay. Let's do this. So, 9:15, Friday morning. This is an hour of music to get you pumped for the weekend, especially if you are running the marathon on Sunday. You may know this track, in which case it needs no introduction. This may be the first time you've heard The Streets Turn the Page. Either way, you're gonna love it.
That's it. Turn the page on the day, walk away. Cause there's sense in what I say. I'm 45th generation Roman, but I don't know them or care when I'm spitting. So return to your sitting position and listen, it's fitting. And I'm miles ahead and they chase me. Show your face on TV, then we'll see. You can't do half, my crew laughs at your rhubarb and custard verses. You rain down curses, but I'm waving your hearses driving by. Streets riding high with the beats in the sky. All stare, eyes glazed, garage burned down, the fire raged. For 40 days and in 40 ways. But through the blaze they see it fade. The sea of black, the beaming heat on their faces. Then a figure emerges from the wastage. Eyes transfixed with a piercing gaze. One hand clutching his sword raised to the sky. They wonder how, they wonder why. The sky turns white, it all becomes clear. They felt lifted from their fears. They shed tears in the light after six dark years. Young bold soldiers. The fire burns, cracks and smoulders. 5 years older and wiser. The fires are burning on fire, never tire. Slay warriors in the forests and on higher. We sing, hear the strings rising. The war's over, the bells ring. Memories fading, soldiers slaying. Looks like geezers raving. The hazy fog over the ball ring. The lazy ways the birds sing. A new baby's born every day. Few men may be scorned today, but look at things the other way, cause it may well be your final day. And then the crowds roar, they slay, they all say. I produce this using only my bare wit. Give me a jungle, a garage beat, and admit defeat. Use war and past injuries, my metaphor and simile. Get all applications into me before the deadline, cause it's a fine line between strife for crimes and a life for crime. But you will reach the day, and it's all mine. You can take it or leave it. I shake and reveal stage tricks like Jimi Hendrix. In the afterlife, gladiators meet their maker. Float through the wheat fields and lakes of blue water to the next life from the fortress. Away from the knives and slaughter to their wives and daughters. Once more, before the Lord judges over all of us. It's in this place you'll see me. Brace yourself, cause this goes deep. I'll show you the secrets, the sky and the birds. Actions speak louder than words. Stand by me, my apprentice. Be brave. Clench fists.
The streets turn the page on Radio X. Wow. Toby, you absolute piece of ginger joy. Turn the page as a spine tingler, says Louise in London. Go on, Tobes, loving a bit of the streets. Friday feeling activated, says Sarah. Yes, Toby, turn the page, you son of a gun. Hi, Toby, absolutely loving the tunes. Three solid bangers in a row. We're in bed with our two-month-old Daisy Arabella, who's named after the Arctic Monkeys track, who is smiling at us and dancing along. Thanks for getting our Friday started, says Caroline and Jack in Newcastle as well. Every track between now and 10 o'clock is for everyone running the marathon on Sunday to get you right pumped up for it.
Radio X.
With Škoda. Do it all with the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
We asked Johnny Vaughan and Sunter Templeton if they'd like to jet off from London Gatwick on a European fly-drive adventure with British Airways Holidays. And unsurprisingly, they said yes.
So, are you ready?
We're going on a day trip to Aveiro, which is just a 50-minute drive out of Porto, and we're going to explore it via its stunning canals. Let's go.
We don't know which way it is.
And now you can win your very own fly drive holiday to Porto with spending money, thanks to British Airways Holidays and their exclusive car hire partner, Avis. To enter and watch the best bits from Johnny and Sunter, go to radiox.co.uk.
For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts will take the world by storm.
Yes!
The world has never faced a threat this big.
And you're going to help me stop it.
Us?
Why, you got some place to be?
On May 1st.
Avengers are gone. No one's coming to save the day.
Their time.
I think we could be the people that are coming.
Has come.
Being the hero, there is no higher calling.
Let's do this.
Marvel Studios Thunderbolts, only in cinemas, Thursday, May 1st. Get tickets now.
You're curious, inquisitive. You've heard about People's Postcode Lottery and you want to join. Just sign up using your postcode and you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And with a share of £15.6 million to be won in our May draws, your postcode could be next. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 30th of April. Is your door in the draw? People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
There's
the reason why the trade go to Selco. Right now, it's because we've got a real deal on a 1829 by 1829 millimetre lap fence panel. That's a 6 foot lap fence panel if you're in the trade. Now only £20 ex VAT. Now that's a real deal. See online for more real deals or visit your local Selco builder's warehouse today.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
That charged at 20%.
Oh, that's Steve. His four-year-old just tried to hug a crab. And Amir, with a video of his daughter using ice cream as sunscreen. Oh, and Sarah's little one built a sandcastle in her bed. Family holidays, eh? Surely sending all this is costing them a fortune.
It's not, actually. At Tesco Mobile, you'll get no EU roaming fees for the duration of your contract with Clubcard Prices.
It pays to be connected. Tesco Mobile. Every little helps. Terms apply. See tescomobile.com/homefromhome.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Toby! In for Moylesy!
On today's 4 till 7 thing, forget weapons, we declare amnesty on something way more deadly. Plus, Jackie Shepherd, the golden cherub of British radio, will sound the Friday horn. And we go to Wallington, where a local lady is going to tell us all we need to know about this week's pet town. The 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7, it's a thing.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
EasyJet's big orange sale has landed. And even better, it's just in time for summer. Book now and get up to 20% off flights. EasyJet, get out there. Selected dates, book by 11 p.m. the 6th of the 5th, 25. Flights one way, T's and C's apply.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
You're listening to The Chris Miles Show with Toby Tarrant on Radio X.
So hello there, happy Friday. Thank you for joining us on Radio X. Hope you have a brilliant weekend ahead. On Sunday, it is the London Marathon, the Manchester Marathon, loads of marathons, loads of races going on. Whatever your plans are for the weekend, this hour of music has been designed to get you right in the mood for it, to get you jacked up. And it's been a very strong start. But for the next 13 minutes, we're going to step things up a notch. Two huge tracks back to back. I mean, huge. And I'm going to shut up and stop talking over the intro of this because it's one of the greatest intros ever from Black Sabbath. This is War Pigs on Radio X.
Gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning, machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah. We'll be right back. when darkness world stops turning, ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power, and as God has struck the hour, day of judgment God is calling, on the knees the war pigs crawling, begging mercies for the sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings. Oh Lord, yeah.